a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And leading us in our prayer this afternoon is Augie Mintzlaff. He is the Christian Motorcycle Association chaplain and chaplain for Abate. We're honored to have him here today and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the greatest nation on the face of the earth are Haley Veek and Paige Jack.
Dear Heavenly Father, I am thankful for the opportunity to pray over this body. These individuals have made sacrifices in their personal lives to be here to try to make South Dakota a better place to live for all of us. Dear Lord, give these elected officials the wisdom and guidance to carry out their jobs and guide them in making good decisions for the state of South Dakota in accordance with your word. We thank them for their dedication and ask you to be with them and provide safety as they travel back and forth to their homes and here. Lord, also be with our courageous men and women of the armed forces who are making tremendous sacrifices so we can continue to enjoy our lifestyle and freedom as we know it. Bring them home safely to their loved ones. Also be with the Jenko family as they go through this most difficult time in their lives. And I ask this all in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bigalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Ray, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Dennis Kamlick of Davidson County, Mitchell, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Corrections.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And before we proceed to this order of business on Danny Kamlick, I'd like to welcome all of you who are listening on the Internet, but especially those who have come to your Capitol to visit and to enjoy not only this beautiful Capitol, but our freedoms of self-governance. Today we have a number of groups with us. I'd like to recognize, obviously, Abate of South Dakota. Always great to have you here, and thank you for your breakfast and for the function that you sponsored last night. Would you please stand? Thank you. We also have these 4-H leaders here today. They're in, coincidentally, all green shirts, great color. And you've been following people around today, our senators and representatives. Obviously, this is our Senate group. And so would you please stand because you are the future. Thank you very much for taking your time to be with us as well. We're also privileged to welcome the South Dakota Partners in Policymaking, a great group that we spent quite a bit of time with today, a few of us. These individuals are in this group are from all corners of the state of South Dakota, and they are disability advocates, which is an understatement. The Leadership Empowerment Program is unbelievable. It's in its 20th year in South Dakota, and over 450 citizens have successfully completed the course. These individuals are going to add to that number. Would you please stand and welcome? Thank you very much. The Senate will now proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Danny Kamig. Are there remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Teason, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the Senate. It's a pleasure for me today to take an opportunity to recommend advice and consent of Denny Kamig as Secretary of Corrections. Denny and I go way back, and from law enforcement days, he on the managing the east side of the state and me on the west side of the state. We had a good relationship through those years, and it was a pleasure for me during this last year as Chairman of the Corrections Commission to get to know Secretary Kamig even better. Unfortunately, the circumstances of our meeting in the last year were not good. It was a difficult year for Department of Corrections. A lot of very trying situations, difficult for the staff, difficult for the community, difficult for the state. But I can tell you that, you know, in trying times is when good agencies shine. And it's my observation that the Department of Corrections responded admirably to the difficulties they've had this last year. Evidence of that, I think, is the fact of the willingness of the leadership, the members of the Department of Corrections, to look carefully when these tragedies occurred, the tragic murder that occurred at the prison, and then another homicide that occurred in Sioux Falls associated with a release from the prison. What the Department of Corrections' reaction and the manner of which they looked introspectively at the way they were doing business, reviewed their policies and procedures, brought in outside help to get another set of eyes to offer suggestions, the way they dealt openly with the public and with the press, to me is a sign of a fine agency with good leadership. And based on that, I'm proud to recommend Denny Kamig for confirmation, our advice and consent as a Secretary of Correction. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks, Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also would like to recommend your advice and consent of Denny Kamig to the Department of Corrections. He got his degree in criminal justice at Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell. He spent 24 years in law enforcement in Mitchell. He was 9 years on the Board of Pardons and Corrections, and 3 years of that nine, he was a chairman of the Board of Pardons and Corrections. And probably the best thing I can say about Denny Kamig was in the 24 years in Mitchell that he was on the police force, he never, ever stopped me. For that and many other reasons, I would strongly recommend your advice and consent to Denny Kamig as the Secretary of the Board of Corrections. Thank you.
A few always get away, Denny. Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would rise and offer my support for your support for Dennis Kamig. I know Dennis and his brother Elroy very well, and all the years that I've been at the legislature and he was in the law enforcement, I can tell you that all of the bikers are here today that understand we work very closely with law enforcement, and sometimes we don't work closely with law enforcement. But the fact still remains that we were always treated fairly with when we were in the Davidson County area and the Mitchell area. I want to pass that on. Number two, one of the biggest reasons that this man will do a good job for us on corrections is that he's willing to serve. And when I say serve, the governor called on him to come forward and serve in the Board of Pardons and Corrections, and he so willingly did. He has done an outstanding job in that area, and now the governor has called on him to do another big job, and that is to take over the corrections in the state of South Dakota. I, for one, know that he will do an excellent job. I know his background. I have complete faith in how that system is going to be run and look forward to working with him in the future and hope that we can go on with the advice and consent and approve this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Thank you all. The question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Dennis Kamig pursuant to the messages found on page 75? To the position of Secretary of Department of Corrections. Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holen. Sorry.
Aye.
Holen. Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were 33 ayes, 2 excused.
Thank you. The advice and consent request, having received an affirmative vote of the member, majority members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is approved.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Melody Sharp of Perkins County, Meadow, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Education.
Comments on advice and consent. Good afternoon, Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I stand before you today and ask for your support for Dr. Melody Sharp for the Secretary of Education. I want to tell you a little bit about her background. Melody taught school for 23 years. She's got 9 years of school board experience. She's been an adjunct faculty for Montana State University, Black Hills State, and the University of South Dakota. Melody's worked for the South Dakota Department of Education for the last 11 years. She was a technology specialist, the director of accreditation and teacher quality, and most recently is deputy secretary of education and the interim secretary of education. She has her bachelor's and master's degree in elementary education. She has a PhD in educational studies and higher education. That's some of her background, but that's not why I ask you to support her today. I ask you to support her her appointment today because of her passion. I've had a chance to work with her over the years in the Senate Education Committee. She's testified as a staff member and then as interim secretary last year. Melody has an incredible passion for education. But more than that, she has an incredible passion for the students, for teachers, and for, I would say, innovation and excellence in education. I think she's a fine choice. I'd ask for your support of her appointment today for the Secretary of Education. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Melody Sharp to the position of the Secretary of the Department of Education pursuant to the message found on page 76 of the Senate Journal? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krauss.
Aye.
Krebs. Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley. Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
The request for the Senate to advise and consent of the appointment of Melody Sharp to the position of the Secretary of the Department of Education, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The appointment is so approved. Gentlemen, the Highway Patrolman, would you please escort Trooper Saucerman to the front? I said escort, gentlemen. Gentlemen, Sergeant. I said escort. Get Get up here. They can't see you, Brent. Senator Olson.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Mr. President, I think it's timely now that Trooper Sossaman is in the front of the room. He's also in the front of our eyesight, where in the past 8 years he's had our back, literally and figuratively. Trooper Sossaman is a graduate of Midland High School, and he also spent 13 years in the U.S. Navy. And he's hired as a by the state in September 2003 as a Capitol Complex police officer. In 2005, he was hired by the State Patrol, where he has served as both an ambassador to guests coming and going from our state capitol, and actually as a protective figure for members of this body and other people that are visiting the capitol. Why is this all important today? Why would we even be talking about this? There's another page to the chapter of Trooper Sossaman's life that ends today and starts soon. He's actually moving to Hot Springs to work for the Veterans Affairs Office as a police officer there. So I thought it was only fitting that we recognize you and thank you for your years of service that protecting us and serving as a great ambassador to the state of South Dakota for people that visit our state capitol.
I asked Brent if he wanted to say some words, and that in his style, he said no, but very, very appreciative. So be safe, Brent, and thank you, Sergeant. Thank you very much. Motions and resolutions. Oh, I'm sorry. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bills 3 and 55 and recommends due pass and place on the consent calendar. Senator Valley, Chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 1, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Hansen, Chair. The Committee on Local Government reports Senate Bill 58 and recommends due pass. And Senate Bill 40, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Schleckaway, Chair. Committee on Health and Human Services reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 24 and recommends due pass. And Senate Bill 6 and recommends due pass as amended. Senator Hunhoff, Chair. Also, the Committee on Retirement Laws reports Senate Bill 29 and recommends due pass and place on the consent calendar. And Senate Bills 30 and 31 recommended due pass. Senator Rampelberg, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports it has had under consideration the nominations of Bob Sutton of Hughes County, Michael Bender of Minnehaha County, Patrick Birchall of Pennington County, and Kenneth McNenny of Mead County, Kenneth Munden of Pennington County, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment and that said confirmation be placed on the consent calendar. The Committee on State Affairs reports it has had under consideration Bills 19 and 57 and recommends due pass. Larry Roden, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports it has had under consideration 56 and returns the same with the recommendation that the said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Larry Roden, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1016, 1024, and 1048, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration as requested. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Okay, on now to
Mr. President, how do I I'd like to remove one name from the advice and consent to the Ellsworth Authority. Mr. Pat Burchill, if you'd remove that name.
Senator, thank you for the question. This is just a referral to the committee. This was the report back from the committee. So.
These are not to be voted on today?
No. Thank you, Senator. Yes, ma'am.
Senate page resolution 1. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 87th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Cody Breen, Courtney Chester, Paige Jack, Jacqueline Jiffer, Lauren Nelson, Tucker Troyer, Haley Vick, Kimberly Welter. Whereas the above named serve loyally as pages for the Senate of the 87th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 87th Senate express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate of the 87th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on the last day of service. Senator Junkie moves that the Senate page resolution 1 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. And what a great group we had here for our brief sessions that we had this first 2 weeks of the legislative session, bringing them outside their comfort zone of their government classes and their normal routine in their high schools and their respective schools across the state. But we really appreciated their service, even though it was so brief. When they went from wide-eyed, impressed with us, to smiles, as you're seeing now in front of us, is enlightening as us to see them in 2 short weeks. I hope they consider in their future endeavors to come back and spend the whole session with us as interns, and then come back as you have seen what it is to become a bill and how to the process works, but consider public service and coming back as a legislator. What a great group, and I'm so proud of you all. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to echo those words and say that this has probably been one of the most trying first sessions that we've had for our pages, for all of the things that you know that we've gone through trying to make things work, for the fact that you are a group that has managed to keep us in line all through all of this. We really do appreciate it. Today you will be receiving a certificate, and I hope you take it back proudly back to your schools. When you come back with your classes, be sure to sit up in here so that we can wave up to you, and everyone will know how special, everyone back in your school will know how special we believe you are. Thank you again.
Thank you. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. As they present, do you have it by name there? Do you have them in order there? Are their names on them? Okay. Yep. Oh, okay. That's great. Well, no, don't come back up here. Oh, yeah, come on up. We're not done. You thought so. I need a pop. No. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our future, and a number of us were exposed to this process through being pages. So this is a beginning, and thank you for taking the time. Ladies and gentlemen, pages Cody Breen, Courtney Chester, Paige Jack, Jacqueline Jiffer, Lauren Nelson, Tucker Troyer, Haley Veek, and Kimberly Welter. Congratulations and thank you. Please proceed.
Senator Nelson moves that Senate Bill 11 be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Regulation.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion, Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Senate Bill 11 came to Commerce and Energy from the Governor's Office of Economic Development. And although it passed 6-1 and is a good bill, means a lot to South Dakota, there are some technical difficulties with it, which would much be better hammered out in committee than here on the floor. So I would appreciate your indulgence in sending it back to Commerce and Energy for me. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks? Hearing none, all those in favor of referral of 11 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 13 be deferred to Monday, January 23rd, the 7th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral of 13 to Monday signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Judiciary on Senate Bill 42 is found on page 74. Of the Senate Journal. Education on Senate Bill 5 is found on page 75 of the Senate Journal. Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 32 is found on page 76 of the Journal. And Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 33 is found on page 77 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading, the Constitution requires that the titles of the bills be read in open session, ladies and gentlemen, and we have just a few to read. This was obviously a constitutional requirement before we had computers to keep track of. Please proceed in reading the first reading.
Senate Bill 65, an act to revise the list of products offered to consumers by motor vehicle dealers and sales finance companies. Senate Bill 66, an act to permit the filing of certain documents with the Secretary of State by electronic means and to remove the notary requirements. 67, an act to provide provisions that all documents filed with and maintained by the Office of the Secretary of State may be filed electronically. 68, an act to provide that no statute of limitations applies to certain rape offenses. 69, an act to repeal the sunset provisions on certain statutes relating to nursing homes on Indian reservations. 70, an act to revise the procedures for filing referred laws, initiated constitutional amendments and initiated measures, and to revise certain election provisions and campaign finance requirements for referred laws, initiated constitutional amendments and initiated measures. 71, an act to modify the requirements relating to the publication of the administrative rules. 72, an act to regulate persons offering speech-language pathology to the public.
President assigns Senate Bill 65 to Commerce, Senate Bill 6972 to Health and Human Services, 68 Judiciary, Local Government 66, 67, 70, and State Affairs 71. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1016, an act to repeal certain rules relating to the use of the centennial logo. House Bill 1024, an act to repeal the authorization to sell certain surplus real estate under the control of the Department of Corrections in Aurora County and Minnehaha County. 1048, an act to expand the Board of Military Affairs.
President signs the Senate House Bill. I'm sorry. To State Affairs, House Bills 1016, 1024, and 1048. Before we move to second reading, on behalf of Senator Hunoff, I'd like to recognize Dr. Mary Milroy, who's the doctor of the day from Yankton. And like me, I married way up, and so did her husband, Dr. Dan Johnson, all from Yankton. Welcome, both of you. Thanks for taking care of us. Great to have you here. Thank you. Second reading, this is our debate calendar. Thank you.
Senate Bill 51, an act to eliminate an obsolete reference to the Division of Commercial Inspection and Regulation.
Thank you. Senate Bill 51, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. This is on the consent calendar. And ladies and gentlemen, on consent calendar, questions may be asked or it could be pulled for debate. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 51. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Prerix.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead. Hunstead, Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Valley. Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 51, having received a majority vote of the members elected, hereby declare passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Now the debate calendar, second reading.
Senate Bill 21, an act to repeal and revise certain outdated provisions relating to the Department of Human Services.
Thank you. Senate Bill 21, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. When the governor asked the departments to relook at their rules in their departments to clean up anything that was outdated, the Department of Human Services looked at these specific rules, and really they are reflecting what was occurring in the 1990s, and so they are in another chapter of the statute, and so asking to remove those. The bill was amended in committee by the department because when they did the rewrite, what they inadvertently did was took away the ability of community support groups to provide medications to their clients in their facilities, so the amendment was to reinstate that ability. So I would ask for your support and a motion to approve the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 21. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Prerix,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters, Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, 2 excused.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 21, having received a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 8, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the calculation of state aid to special education.
Senate Bill 8, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Good afternoon, Senator Johnston.
And to you as well. And again, great job last night at the tourism conference. You were the life of the party.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 8 seeks to make two changes related to the calculation of state aid to special education. First, the bill provides for adjustments to the state aid to special education payment amounts by disability level based on actual expenses incurred by school districts serving the children at each disability level. State aid to special education is allocated to each school district based upon annual child count of the number of children eligible at six different levels of disability. A specific payment amount for each of these six levels is set forth in statute. South Dakota Codified Law 133735 provides for recalculation of the payments by disability level on a triannual basis. This was done for the 04-05 school year and again for the 08-09 school year. So basically, every fourth legislative session, we have to come back together and recalculate the amounts to special education. The average costs by disability level are then inflated forward to FY13 on the index factor of 2.3%, the most current rate which we're dealing with today. Second, the bill decreases the percentage of total public and non-public school students utilized to calculate the number of students for whom a district is eligible for level one disability payment. So we're paying actual costs for the students in special ed. In recent years, the total percentage of students enrolled in public and non-public schools with level one disabling conditions has grown from 10.1% to 10.6%. Based on the December 2011 child count, this percentage is now decreased to 10.04%. So actually the number of kids over this last few years has gone down, but for most of the levels, we're providing more money for special education. Applying the lesser percentage will decrease the number of level one students for whom a district receives state aid to special education. This is a good piece of legislation to recalculate the special aid funding, and I'd appreciate your support for Senate Bill 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 8. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haberly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen. Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton, Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you. Senate Bill 8, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 34, an act to revise certain provisions and delete certain obsolete provisions pertaining to the Department of Labor and Regulation.
Thank you. Senate Bill 34, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Good afternoon, Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 34 is the Department of Labor and Regulations bill resulting from the Governor's red tape review. The Department conducted a detailed review of its code sections to identify areas which are outdated, unclear, or unnecessary. This bill repeals numerous sections which are outdated or unnecessary and amends other sections to clarify their intent, remove unnecessary or outdated language, and simplify the code. I ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 34. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haberly,
aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson. Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excuse 2.
Thank you. Senate Bill 34, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 50, an act to revise the permissible uses of Cigarette Fire Safety Standard Act Fund.
Senate Bill 50, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Senate Bill 50 comes to us from the Department of Public Safety through Senate Commerce and Energy Committee. And this bill, as proposed, will grant the Department of Public Safety the authority to use the Cigarette Fire Safety Standard Act Fund for fire prevention activities and education, in addition to administering the provisions of the Cigarette Fire Safety Standard Act Fund. Under the current statute, the fund may only be used for administrating provisions laid out under Chapter 3449. The department currently expends about $15,000 each year to administer the fund. That leaves about $35,000 a year available for fire prevention activities and education if the law is changed to allow those uses. The certification fees under the Cigarette Fire Safety Standard Act amounted to about $150,000 every 3 years. The first fees under this act were remitted about a year ago. The current fund has a balance of about $135,000. Members of the Senate, I ask for your favorable support on Senate Bill 50.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 50. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs. Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen. Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause. Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Senator Frerichs. Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 50, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Announcements. Please welcome announcements at this time. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Senate Tax Committee will meet on Monday, 10 o'clock.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation will meet Monday morning, 8 o'clock.
Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations, Monday, the 23rd, we have Game Fish and Parks from 8:25 till noon, and then after session, tentatively scheduled from 3 to 5, is personnel, which includes salary slash benefits on in LRC 1 and 2 on Monday, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, Monday morning, 10 o'clock.
Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services, 10 o'clock on Monday.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Schleckaway. I can hear you, but the mic's not working.
No local government on Monday. Just a reminder, our next meeting will be Wednesday for Senate local government.
No Senate local government Monday. Any further announcements? You're on, Madam Secretary.
Senator Frisley moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of Senator Frisley signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Good job. We're adjourned. Drive safely. Thank you.